This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Kickoff return is different than punt return. Eric and I talk about this a lot. You know, you can find kickoff returners. Running backs seem to be really valuable in this new return game thing. And we have really good running backs who are, you know, we have three guys that are really good at it as running backs. And so I'm pretty excited about those guys going forward. Punt return is a whole different thing. You know, how many guys have done both? I had Brian Westbrook was able to do both. James Thrash was only a kick returner. The guys who have been here over the years have been kind of like that. Some have been both. Some have been more punt return oriented. But we need to get settled at punt returner. You know, that's a huge role on the team. Whether it's one of the guys here right now or someone that we are able to bring in, that's an important position for us. I think you're making a good point.
That was John Harbaugh earlier this offseason, and the Ravens did end up drafting a returner in LaJonte Wester. But I remember being at the Liars Luncheon and asking Eric DaCosta about the importance of getting returnability, and John jumped the answer. He said, yes, I would love to see that happen. But before we get back into the returners, what about the punter, Jason? How much pressure is Jordan Stout under in a contract year? Because he hasn't really delivered in the way that Eric DaCosta probably would have thought selecting him with a fourth-round pick.
A punter, you think he's going to be someone who makes your team better. You're not doing it because you just need a punter, a replacement-level punter. You're doing it because you see inherent value in there and you think he's going to elevate your special teams units. Their special teams units have been bad the last few years. Last year was a real nadir. You look at their overall special teams efficiency, only San Francisco was worse in the NFL. Their specialists were not particularly good. They didn't even have a return guy that you could even hang your hat on and say you wanted him back there 2 or 3 weeks in a row. The kicker was his own story, and the punter was bad. Jordan Stout last year was 27th in yards per punt, 22nd in net yards per punt, 23rd in percentage of punts inside the 20, and 24th in percentage of punts inside the 10. He was a part of the reason that those return, some of those coverage units were not nearly as good as they should be. And I think bringing a veteran punter in here wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Not that he's not already feeling pressure and not that he is sitting there knowing he's got a second contract here, because that's far from certain. But I think there's now a 3-year body of work where you could say, not only is this not like okay, let alone good, it's markedly bad. From 2022 to 2024, Jordan Stout's 26th in percentage of punts inside the 10. He is 11th in percentage inside the 20. But Bone, 32nd in net yard per punt and 25th in yards per punt. Like, yeah, that's problematic. And when we're talking about a team that thinks it's built an elite roster, and it probably has, barring injury, then you start to come up with, well, where are the margins not where they should be? How are we finding ways to lose games? Well, if we're losing the battle of field position, if other teams have specialists who are doing things to flip the field for them, to make their other parts of their special teams better, and ours is not, like, if the roster's so great and you're like, well, where could it get better? Special teams is definitely an area it could get better.
Without question. And this isn't just using a draft pick on a punter. It was a fourth-round pick. That's a mid-round pick on a punter that you're expecting with that pick for him to be an upper echelon type guy. But he just has not delivered in that way at all. And I'm with you, Jason, where I think they should bring in some competition. And look, I think part of it, we were spoiled for so long with it, with the Wolfpack, Tucker at the height of his power. But Sam Cook was a damn good punter, a damn good holder that the Ravens had, and he's been sorely missed.
Well, and that's the other part of it, is remember that part of the reason that they sold the Jordan Stout pick where they did is we think he's best of breed. There is an importance in this. We know what it's like to have an elite punter.
Yes.
And what that means to us. Our head coach is a former special teams coach. We have more special teams coaches than anybody else in the league, so we can make them better. Oh, yeah. And one of our new special teams coaches is that punter, Sam Cook, who literally just finished doing the job and is transitioning into this new role. And he's going to be able to guide Jordan Stout, and Jordan Stout's going to have infrastructure and creature comforts that no other punter in the league has. And all that's true, but the reality is, I just gave you the numbers.
Yeah.
Jordan Stout has not even been league average.
32nd in net yards per punt.
Over a three-year span.
That's completely unacceptable. That's dead last. There's 32 teams.
Now, some teams have more than one puncher because
sure,
more than one qualified over that period of time. But you make a move like this, and it's about we have reached a certain level with our specialist, and we're going to go above and beyond to maintain it.
I think it's very fair to question the state of the special teams unit as a whole. Is there some upside? Sure. And we know how bad Justin Tucker was for them last year. But you have a rookie kicker who's a complete unknown at the NFL level in Tyler Loop. Hey, we're Looper fans here. We're rooting for
Big Looper.
Jason just gave you the numbers of Jordan Stout. We know what he is entering year four. You're going to have a rookie punt returner that did really well during his college career, but again, an unknown at the NFL level. So I think, and you saw a lot of special teamers like a Malik Harrison, a Chris Board leave this offseason. So special teams is going to be something that we'll be monitoring.
Very close eye on.
Yeah.
And again, if it's already a weakness, right? Again, overall special teams efficiency, second worst in the NFL. And now you're going into it with a punter who hasn't even been mid, who you don't necessarily think is going to get a second contract here, a completely unproven kicker, whomever it is, mm-hmm. whether it's Looper or somebody beats him out, or maybe you eventually get somebody off the street, but that's going to be a third or fourth option, right? Because if you thought that person was better than Looper coming in, you'd have brought him in. And a return guy who's never done it at this level. And one of your special teams coaches left. So
yeah,
like
Sam Cook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I feel like that's kind of a lot. Like I the fact that none of those guys is necessarily established for a team that puts such a premium on special teams, and for a team where you could say what part of the roster has weaknesses. Oh, well, special teams is not a great special teams roster, and now it's markedly less experienced than it's been before.
Way less experienced now. With that inexperience, there could be some upside. We will see these guys at the NFL level, of course. We're broadcasting live from Prince George's Stadium. Chesapeake Bay Sox, they're in town through the weekend. Tonight, happy hour, live music, $2 beers, Jason, from 5 to 6:30 before a 6:35 start against Akron. First 1,000 kids get a glow stick tomorrow as we have a post-game glow stick dance party. Get down with it. That starts at 7:05. Fireworks follow the game Saturday. That's a 6:35 start. And Sunday, bring the dog out for our Bark in the Park. Start time is at 1:05.
GG, Meaty, and Chopper. Can
yes.
I bring all three?
Yes.
It's probably not. It's probably frowned upon.
Gosh, yeah.
If I bring three dogs here, that's probably they'll probably throw me out.
Zoe, there'd be way too much going on. She'd lose her mind. She'd be way too much stimulation going on. Coming up next, though, Braxton Bragg, Bay Sox starting pitcher. He was in Aberdeen just for a couple starts and then got
not
the call
long.
Up. What were his thoughts on that? We'll get Braxton on with us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.